The Shift Podcast, Perspective and Our Power to Change, invites us to expand our lives by changing the lens we see through. Is something different calling you? Do you ever ask yourself, is this all there is? Or have you forgotten why you're even here? Trish and Diane create insightful and empowering conversations about connecting the self, soul, nature, and community. Navigating life by choice rather than circumstance is how we make the shift to expand our humanity. The shift starts now.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Shift Podcast, Perspective and Our Power to Change. We are back with episode 27 and we're calling it We Are the Change We Need Right Now. I'm Trish Campbell, your co-host, along with my good friend Diane McClay. And we're here to have a conversation that I think, you know, we can't ignore today. But first I want to start off and open up our show expressing gratitude and honoring the lands on which we settle, where we operate our lives from and our businesses and every day, and honoring the people that came before us, the Indigenous people, and just their connection to our Mother Earth, the wisdoms that they have held over since antiquity and have been suppressed over millennia, and we honor them for keeping that connection, staying strong in that, and allowing us the opportunity to come to you today. Like I said, living our lives here, and I want to acknowledge the specific people where I live in Mississauga, Ontario, and that is the Mississauga of the Credit First Nation, the Haudenosaunee, the Huron-Wendat, and the Ojibwe Chippewa. And Diane, I just want to invite you if you want to say something about where you are.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so fortunate. I literally can look out my window and see the Columbia River Gorge. I'm out in the Pacific Northwest, and there's a whole system of Indigenous and First Nation people from the Pacific Ocean all the way to the interior. So from the mouth of the Columbia, there are five tribes of the Chinook Nation. They're in the middle of the river. There's the Confederated Tribes, the Grand Ronde, the Cowlitz Tribe, the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs. There's 14 tribes in the Yakima Nation. And then there are miscellaneous tribes of people that are not named as federally recognized tribes, the Cayuse, Umatilla, Walla Walla people. And then there are a lot of bands of individuals that haven't had the privilege and the opportunity to have their name be recognized. So I just hold them in remembrance. Even though I don't know their name, I know there are people that have walked the land and paddled the river and breathed the air around me that don't have the federal government's recognition. And I hold myself in regard to them today.
Thank you for that. And I think it's so important. Every time I hear the word like federal recognition, or, you know, that they're acknowledged, I feel like a lot of that is performative on the government's part. But like, what does that really mean? And I think, you know, we're talking about these, but this is part of, you know, who we are and how we operate in our lives. And it's important for us to acknowledge this and to keep talking about it. And to, you know, really today's topic is about, you know, we are the change we need right now, because it's about personal responsibility and really taking a step back and looking at the things that we do and why that we do them. And we look back a year ago at this time and we were talking about independence and why we celebrate. What actually are we celebrating when not everyone has the same freedoms? And a year later, we feel that even more, you know, that encroachment upon our freedoms with everything that's come down in the last week in the US and things that are, you know, whisperings of what's to come. And so more and more people, where if they didn't feel it before, are feeling it now. And, you know, that's good, because we, you know, there's always room to change your mind about something and, you know, look at something differently. And I think, you know, it's so important to incorporate this, because we're waiting a lot of times, I feel like, just by celebrating something for the sake of celebrating it or doing things we've always done, we're upholding a system of oppression ultimately, and we're contributing to that by not, you know, we might not be personally affected, we're benefiting from privileges, there's multiple intersections of privilege and oppression. And so, you know, it's taking a step back and looking, well, maybe it doesn't impact you personally in a specific area, but there's intersections of everything, whether we're talking about social justice, economic equity, or environmental justice, they all intersect. And that's why we're talking about personal responsibility, because we can't wait for the government to take action. It's about what we're going to do in our own personal lives, the choices we make every day at every turn.
I agree. And I want to jump in on something. You notice that my posture might be a little different than normal. Yes. I'm going to invite you and our producer who's in the background, Jacob, does a great job holding us together. And then anybody who's not driving, anybody who's listening to us right now, I'm going to invite you to stand up as I am right now. Go ahead, stand up.
You want me? I might pull out a frame if I do that.
That's okay. I just want you to stand up for a minute. Okay.
Okay.
Now, and then the reason why I'm standing up today is it's energetically different than sitting down. Mm-hmm. Sitting down is passive, right? So anybody who's not driving today, I want you to take a second. If you're sitting down, I want you to stand up, and I want you to create a pause, and I want you to observe what you have around you, right? I'm standing for my freedom today. I am standing on the freedom that other people sacrificed for me to have my house here. And you can go ahead and sit down if you want.
Okay.
Energetically in my body, when I'm doing the show with you right now, my feet are firmly planted, hip length apart. I'm feeling stronger when I stand up than when I sit down. I'm feeling energized and motivated when I stand up. And maybe this is because I just came off of a 3-mile hike this morning, right? But symbolically, on this day, July 1st is Canada Day, and July 4th is going to be the Independence Day of the United States. I want people to recognize the energetic difference between being passive and being active. Sitting down, sitting back, letting someone else do the work, letting someone else carry the sign, letting someone else write the letter, letting someone else make the change for us. By standing up, and I chose to do this deliberately for the show, by standing up, I'm making a commitment to myself about literally walking towards what I want and doing the work to get what I want, rather than sitting down and either waiting for someone to tell me what I can do or waiting for it to come to me in a passive way.
Right.
So Jacob, thanks for standing up if you did it. Trish, thank you for standing up, even though you went out of frame. And to our public, thank you for standing up, because it starts with us.
It does. It does. And that's, like you said, it, like, we can't just sit back and be passive and wait for somebody else to do something. You know, I hear this so much, and I want to share something that a friend shared with me. You know, she works for an organization that's a nonprofit, and it's about helping people in the community. I won't be specific about it, but it's about helping people in building community and helping people through something in life. And a lot of comments on what they're talking about, they've really recognized that they, at one point, they weren't inclusive in their organization and in their community outreach. And so really strive to make a change in that area. And what's happened is now people are, you know, saying this situation is difficult enough without you bringing in politics. And it's like, why does everything, you know, or you hear your friend saying, why do you have to make everything political? Well, if you're not looking around you, pretty much everything we live in our reality right now is political. Being Indigenous is political. Being Black is political. Being of the LGBTQ2SIA community is political. You know, and all being a woman is political right now. So it's you can either bury your head in the sand and act like nothing is happening, and, you know, this country is great and free and everybody, let's celebrate and, you know, do the things we've done. Yes, those, you know, we have memories around that of our families, and there's so much nuance tied into that, but change happens, change is constant, and we can't, you know, let somebody else make the change for us. Like, we have the choice to be empowered in that change and to open our eyes to a system that is actively oppressing groups of people.
Yeah, I want to do a quick call out. Jacob just put in the chat that he's still standing. So that's awesome, okay. Jacob. And I hope there are other people out there who are still standing, because just by changing how we hold our own body posture, our own energy, we start to create energy movement. We start to be able to look for ways to apply that energy and that movement. And for me, I feel like it's not enough anymore to think about something. Is not enough to just make a financial donation to an organization and say I did my part. I feel like there's so many changes that are coming so fast, and people just have a tendency to take them without being curious about its origin, its intent, its purpose. What we haven't even gotten to, you know, all of the outcomes that could potentially happen when anytime there's a political shift or anytime there's a decision that comes down from an authority figure. But I feel like in my household, you know, I've been married 23 years, and we used to work opposite shifts. And we have this saying in our house that if there's something that's in the house that bothers you, like, for example, if the dishes in the sink haven't been done for a couple of days, mm-hmm. do something. Like, you can either choose to allow it to bother you. You can choose to say something, or you can choose to do something. I mean, if the dishes bother me in the sink and I just do them, then I've taken action, I've applied myself, I've not allowed myself to get frustrated, and I took care of something that was a concern. So I'm in a place personally where I'm taking that concept of how my marriage has been very strong and successful, is each person in our household takes personal responsibility for that thing that is bothering them in that moment, right? It's not just saying, hey, would you put your dishes away, or would you pick up your socks, or would you do the vacuuming today? It's that each person, we each have an agreement that if it bothers me, I'm going to take the action to fix it so it doesn't bother me anymore. I'm not going to place blame on someone else. You left the dishes in the sink. You know what? There are days I leave my dishes in the sink. There are days that my partner leaves the dishes in the sink. So it doesn't solve the problem to place blame. What solves the problem is when I stand up, I move forward, and I take action. Yeah. I think that's applicable to all situations.
It is. There's so many things that you said that I want to go in all these different directions, but I'll just tag on to that, that when you stand up, like standing versus sitting, just that energy, it's an energy shift. It's because everything is energy. We are energy. So when you're standing up, you feel that difference in your body. It's a cellular energetic shift in your body, in your being. And so, you know, it really comes down to taking that one, you know, like you said, you take action, you see something that bothers you and you actually do something about it, rather than just, you know, kind of stuffing it down and sitting and waiting for somebody else to do something. When you do that, you know, it creates a change, one little small shift in one area of your life. I think that's why we're talking about this too, because everything ultimately intersects, that we, you know, one thing, we change one thing, everything starts to shift and change and open up. And so that's, you know, why it's so important to physically feel that energetic shift of being active versus passive.
Right. And to be clear to all of our listeners, I mean, Transformation Talk Radio is all about affecting positive change in your life, regardless of what host you listen to, what the content is, what the takeaways are. So it's about taking the information that you're hearing and being curious about it, and then finding out if there's places in your life that you can apply it. And we're not telling anybody that if they're on one side of a political argument or the other, that they have to do a 180 and change their view. What we're asking you to do is, do you even know why you are believing what you believe? Have you done any research about both sides of the argument? Are you just placing blame on someone else and saying, well, they didn't do enough and therefore I'm mad? Or are you going to say, hey, there's a topic that now triggers something in me. Are you responsible enough for your own education, for your own learning, and your own informative path in order for you to make the right action for yourself. We're not asking you to do, you know, the world isn't going to work where if everybody thinks exactly alike, where it's just going to be perfect harmony. That's right. That's not going to happen. But we're asking you to take personal responsibility for what are the views that you've been told your whole entire life that were formed by someone else and not you. You know, right. What are your opinions that someone else has given you, your parents, your church, your school, your teachers, your boss, your friends? And we're asking you to take that personal responsibility and just put a pause and question, why do I believe this? Or why is this important to me? And what is the purpose of having this knowledge, or how does it serve me? Because in the long run, it's our own, freedom is an external concept, or it's an internal concept. It's what happens between your heart and your head. It's your own personal freedom. Liberty is kind of the external concept that society puts on us. And those two words have been interchanged quite a bit. But for you to embrace personal freedom, you have to take personal responsibility. And it starts with awareness, and it starts with questioning what you've been told.
Right. And that personal responsibility comes down to, what we're doing is empowering ourselves through that. We're not just going with everything we've been taught throughout our lives, just saying, well, this is the way it's always been. And what I want the country to be the way it used to be, was that really serving you, or was that disempowering you? Were you, just in this, living in this myth of having a freedom that you really didn't have? Because if you look around, a lot of people are, have, like, there's mental health issues and, striving to succeed and to survive or thrive in a system that, we're constantly never enough. So it's taking that personal responsibility is really empowering ourselves to allow ourselves to look at the actions in our lives, the way we're operating, and to say, yeah, like you said, pause and take that moment. And it's okay to look at something and really understand, why is that really serving me anymore? Because we're constantly evolving and changing, even if we're not actively seeking that. It's happening, to us. And, the things we used to believe, maybe we don't, or whatever, but it's really about taking a moment to allow ourselves to be in that personal, just have our own, agency over our lives, rather than just keep, doing this. We've talked about it before, being on autopilot. That's, it's all part of the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. And, it's all about us taking personal responsibility for the information that we take on, that we mm-hmm. promote. Viktor Frankl is a legendary Holocaust survivor, and he wrote Man's Secret for Meaning. And he has a quote that says, everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way and how he or she approaches those circumstances. In other words, to be free is to take ownership of what goes on in between your ears, to be right. autonomous with your own thoughts first. And the way I would encourage our listeners to kind of step into that is think about something you believe in. And maybe you believe in it with a severe amount of passion, where you're ready to fight for it one way or the other, verbally or physically. I would ask people, what is the purpose of that belief? Then I would ask you to ask yourself, where did that belief come from? And then I would ask people to ask themselves, does that belief serve me personally, or does it serve others? And then the fourth thing I would ask people, I would challenge them, is if it's designed to serve others, is it designed to lift them up, or is it designed to hold them down?
Yeah, that's a beautiful invitation. It reminds me of, I think what's so why there's maybe resistance, or why it's so easy just to, keep going, doing the things we've always done, is because it's uncomfortable to sit in that pause and to reflect and to maybe uncover some truths that, we don't want to face, whether it's our own truth or truth about what we thought we knew to be true. And, I can just relate in my own personal experience, that's, and I wrote about it in my book, and I touched on this topic, this skim the surface of it. And, you know, I first want to say, too, we're not like experts. We're just, you know, trying to share what we know and share what, you know, that we've found to empower ourselves and to, you know, invite others to step into that personal responsibility, too, because to just continue to even like if we're waiting on the government to do something, whatever the issue at hand is, whatever the topic is, and we're not actively making choices towards that in our own life to be better, then we're just performative in that. We're not.
I'll give you a day-to-day example if you want.
Sure.
So I have a neighbor who has a garbage dumpster in front of his house. Totally fine, no big deal. The other day, I walked by it, and there is a beaucoup amount of cardboard. It looks like somebody has thrown away literally a metal barbecue stand and a whole bunch of hard styrofoam. Now, it bothered me because I like to care for the earth whenever I can. And all three of those things, this guy is paying to have these things disposed. He's waiting for the garbage company to tell them they won't take those things, or maybe he should do it different. But if he chose to sort those things out, A, his garbage bill would be lower, and B, he'd be doing something kind for the earth. So it's literally right across from my driveway. I see it. I saw it four times, and my partner was like, it's not your problem. Just turn your head. Don't do it. And I was so tempted to just go to this guy's garbage dumpster and pull out the cardboard and recycle it myself. Pull out the styrofoam, the hard packing styrofoam, because I know there's a place that will take it, and then dismantle that barbecue thing and put it in the scrap metal pile. And I didn't. And afterwards, I was like, man, I feel bad. I feel bad that I passively walked by that and it bothered me and I didn't do anything to fix A, the problem, or to try to help inform my neighbor. And what I've decided now is, I'm going to have a conversation with him, not on the day before garbage day, but I'm going to try to offer a way to make it easier for him to A, not to pay for things that he doesn't have to pay for. So what's in it for him is his bill will be cheaper. But hey, it's really important to me that whenever possible, we keep any of the stuff out of the landfill, because landfill space isn't infinite. It's going to get filled up, and then sooner or later, we're going to run out. So my decision is I'm going to, when I see my neighbor, I'm just going to have a conversation and say, hey, I realize you're busy. I realize you got a lot going on. Maybe you weren't aware that there's some outsourcing for these recyclable materials. Is there a way I can help you? And are you interested in that? Now, he may still say no, but at least I've put the energy and the effort forward to take care of the thing that was literally just tearing my gut up. And then it was annoying me. And then I've at least started to put education in front of someone else. And I think that's a really, really easy step, is that when something bothers you, is to recognize that you have an ability to start the process, even if you can't see it all the way through.
Yeah. And, you know, it's uncomfortable to have that conversation, or it might be some, you know, or whatever it might be that you need to take action on or address, but you start to see that becomes, you know, you become stronger through those actions. Like your body changes, your mind, the whole, you know, all the mind, body, spirit, the energetic, the cellular shift happens. And we start to see, you know, when we're taking action, then we start to look at, okay, now I've got this. Now what else? What else can I look at? And that's right. That's how we make big change in our lives. And like we always talk about on the shift, the collective change happens on the individual level. Like it starts with us. It begins and ends with us. And if we can't just sit around and wait for others to do something.
Right. I can't sit around and wait for my neighbor to figure out that A, that bugs me, and B, there's some better options both for him and his family and for the environment. I've waited this long. This isn't the first time I've seen something like this. So it's not going to change. Like you had a quote in our pre-notes that said, nothing changes if nothing changes.
Yeah.
And what I would add onto that is you get 100% of the things you do not ask for.
Yeah.
You will always get 100% of the things you don't ask for. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So my two favorite questions are what if and why not? So what if I have that conversation and nothing happens? Okay. At least I had the conversation.
Right.
But what if I had the conversation and something happens, and then why not try?
And even if nothing happens, I think the fact that you have the conversation might put a little spark in the person you had the conversation with. So maybe not this time, you know, it didn't impact that, but it starts to, the more and more we need to hear things more than once before we start to take action on them a lot of times. So it's just, kind of planting the seed and it's, you know, doing whatever you can, but you're also taking that action within yourself and empowering yourself to effect change.
So in the last couple minutes, what would you tell people on this weekend of freedom, both in Canada and in the United States? What would you leave people with?
I would invite everyone to just, you know, take that moment of pause and really, like you said before, think about why you're celebrating. And this isn't to shame or to judge or whatever, but really, what is it that's that you're celebrating? And maybe, just take that time to understand all the different perspectives of that, the holidays that are happening right now and why they're happening and what it is that maybe you can uncover in that and uncover within you, within, you know, that connection, like you said, within yourself, in your mind, body, and spirit.
Yep. And so if you want to know more, if you agree with our conversation, we're going to ask you to find us on our YouTube channel or our websites. Mine's DianeMcClay.com. Trish, what's yours?
Mine's thisistrishcampbell.com.
Yep. This is Trish Campbell or DianeMcClay.com. So if you agree with us, find us and send us an email. And if you disagree with us, we actually want to hear the opposite side of the opinion. If we're completely wrong, reach out to us and let us know that we've triggered something for you. And let's see if we can navigate our way through it.
Yeah. The whole point was to open up this dialogue and to talk about it and to bring it out and to shed light on something that's already there in our reality. So I know we got to go. So thanks, Jacob, behind the scenes. Thank you for getting us to stand up and change our energy, Diane. And thank you, everyone, for joining us. And we'll see you next time on The Shift. It all begins and ends with us.
Thank you for listening to The Shift podcast, where perspective and our power to change intersect. Slowing down to look at things from a different angle is necessary to effect positive change. You hold the power to transform yourself and your life. It is already inside you and it's within reach. Clarity comes from awareness. Momentum comes from choice. Healing, growth, and transformation happen on The Shift podcast, the first and third Fridays at 12:30 p.m. Pacific. For more information, go to invibe.ca or dianemcclay.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.